Blog Talk Radio.
Hi guys, it's Skip LaCour. Today is Sunday, June 21st. It's Father's Day here in the United States, so if you're a father or you plan to be a father someday, happy Father's Day. Today I want to talk about a place that you can go in your mind when you are challenged, you have an obstacle, you don't see if you can make it through. A place you can go into your mind to get the very most out of yourself at that moment. And I want you to consciously think about a place you could go into your mind and then make a decision what that is going to be for you that's going to drive you so the next time you are faced with a challenge, you can call upon the very best version of you to bust through and give your best effort. Whether you succeed or you fall short, as you're challenged, at least you'll draw upon the very best version of you and give it your best shot. When I was a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, it was part of my identity. I was always challenged. And at that time, the big challenges for me were organizing my day so that I would eat my meals on time, to get to the gym in a peak state, level 10, ready to push myself to the fullest for that one more ounce of muscle, earning it in the gym, to make the sacrifices in my personal life or not concentrating on business, doing whatever it took to become the very best that I could be. All the challenges, whether they're physical, mental, emotional obstacles that got in my way, to step up to face them. As you may know, and hopefully these videos, if you're watching them every single day, you're understanding the power of the mind, and just a small mental shift can make life so much easier, make you so much more productive, make you so much more equipped to handle life's day-to-day challenges. And so it's so important when you're challenged in life to be able to put yourself in a mental state of power. And that's what I would do. I would connect to my identity, who I wanted to be, what type of legacy I wanted to become, what I want it to be known for. And so I'd always draw upon that every time I was challenged to do the things that I know I needed to do. And I would want to rationalize, or maybe I was fearful, maybe I was a little lazy. It was that place that I consciously went to draw upon my very best self. Well, with Father's Day being today, I'm a lot different man, but I still use those mental techniques. I call upon situations in my life that draw out the best of me, that get me to overcome any challenge or give me my best shot of overcoming every challenge. And to me, you know, it's my family. It's what type of example I want to set for both my son, for my daughter. They're so small right now. And so, you know, I start my days very early. Sometimes I'm more excited than others to get going. And I can easily rationalize, well, I don't have to make another video today. This is 20 days of a video in a row. Hey, they get it, right? I don't have to keep on pushing myself this hard. I'll always connect to what do I really want? What do I really want to accomplish? And when I'm really challenged to get over that hump to push myself, I visualize, what if my son was in this position, whether he's 10 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old. And he said, Dad, this is the way I'm feeling. What should I do? Because you know what? I realize I am teaching my children lessons on how to handle life, whether to step up and push through or to rationalize and set back or whatever in between. I know what I should do. It's just, am I going to do what I know I should do? And that's the challenge we all have. When I call upon that place to go in my mind, that the 30-year-old version of my son, all right, or the 10-year-old, he's having a challenge that's similar but just different in his life. And what he asked me, what should I do? Should I stay in bed at 3 o'clock? You've worked so hard, right? Or I've got to face a difficult situation that might be a conflict. Maybe somebody might not like me. Should I push through resisting? Maybe if I send out this email, maybe someone might think that I'm pushing too many emails on them, right? I'm challenged just like you. as I go through life trying to meet my goals to provide for my family at the highest level. And I have to stop and I have to think, what do I really want? And what is going to take me there? Putting aside all the mental and emotional and physical sometimes obstacles, like being tired, right? And when I put myself in that place, what would I want to teach my son, or what is he observing from me? Also, you know, my daughter. Also, how do I want to come through with my wife? But when I think about my son and how he's watched me, that's a place where I can go in my mind. I'll tell you, I am going to step up to my challenge. I'm going to give it my best shot at whether I fail or succeed of overcoming that particular obstacle at the time. I am now in that place to get the very most out of myself. Hopefully, me sharing my experience and letting you know that I get challenged all throughout my day to step up to my strongest, most powerful, most creative and resourceful self, just like you do. Hopefully that's helpful, giving you perspective. Decide right now, consciously think of that place you go. I'm sure there is a place that you go. I want you to consciously think about it right now. And I want you to decide every time you're challenged what you can do. Maybe if you're a father, you can model what works for me. All right, so happy Father's Day. For all you fathers out there, what an important role we have, right? Our kids are watching us. We got to be our best self. Also, for your future fathers out there, and this is especially important to me. I have so many men who come to me for advice taking their life to the next level. And I would just want to share something. I have a lot of men, and sometimes it's maybe only in their 20s, but in their 30s, and their 40s even, and they want to get on their life. The vision that they have for their life is that they'll be a father someday. Yet there's things that are stopping them. They want to get their life totally together, get all their ducks lined up. So it's such an important thing. They want it so badly. They want to be successful first, or they want to be more accomplished, or get their life together first. I certainly understand that. I just want to share a thought. Sometimes when you put yourself under pressure, and you take that chance on yourself that you'll come through, that's what it takes for you to come through. You got to be under those conditions. You become more resourceful and powerful, like I talked about in that place that I go in my mind. It's not too late to be great. And you don't want to keep on putting off these important events in your life that are going to make you truly happy until you're quote-unquote ready. Now, this isn't just jump in and make a silly decision. I want you to think about, you are powerful enough, you're going to step up, you're going to make it happen. You got to think about that to get what you really want in your life. It's not too late to be great, but don't keep on putting it off. I hope this message today was helpful. Send me an email. If you have questions, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Have a great day.